Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine.
Like steel is forced in fire
in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
You got to stay together if you got the guts. The guts.
Hey, man. If you got culture, you got guts, you got the heat.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Best of 7 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Back with it comes Miami. Totter. A three is open. Totter's got it from downtown. Miami down by 2 with a minute to go. To the corner. Butler, step back, 3. Got it! Jimmy Butler gives Miami the lead. 106-105 with 22 seconds left to go. Tice to inbound, and a foul is going to be called on Miami.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
What?
That's the worst goal I've ever seen.
You're a bum.
Mike English is going to lose his mind. That's before the ball's inbound. That's going to be a free throw on the ball back.
Describe a worst scenario for Miami of the stupidest thing that could happen as Tatum ties the ball game up and they get the ball side out and now they can win with the last shot.
Hey, man, if you got culture, you got guts, you got the heat.
Tatum to inbound. Boston can win it. Walker high on that left side. Jimmy Butler picks it up now to Tatum. Tatum, three on the way for the win. Off the rim, no, and that's going to go to overtime. Gets it to Bam. Bam up top. Out to Crowder. Hits it from downtown. Miami on top by 1. To Tata down the floor. Into Bam and a right-hand jam. Miami on the fast break. 113-110. 2 minutes left in overtime. Heat by 3. Let's see what action they've got. Butler's going to drive in. Butler steps through. Puts it up. Got it to go in 1. Oh, my. Jimmy Butler. He gets fouled. And the Heat now leading. So getting set to inbound will be Grant Williams.
Miami going zone.
Yep, to Tatum. Now Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam.
Miami.
Bam says, get it out of here.
Etapa de Bayo.
Yes, Bam Adebayo.
What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down and Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando. And Miami wins game 1. Tatum had a look, but it didn't drop. And Miami in overtime beats Boston 117-114.
That is how you start out a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We all needed one of those, maybe more than one of those last night.
Several.
Actually, in the first quarter, you needed several of those. Thought you had to dull it in the first quarter. What a game last night. What a game last night.
Hawk, I was just looking, by the way, at some summaries from the NBA's last two-minute report, you know, where they grade the officials.
Yeah.
And no surprise here, there were three bad or incorrect calls is the language they use in the last 2 minutes, and they all benefited the Celtics and hurt the Heat. including, you know, what Solana reacted to in that montage, you know, the Derrick Jones Jr. alleged foul. Here was the summary that Ira Winderman posted on that play. On that free throw that Boston got to tie it at the end of regulation, incorrect. Quote, while Jones Jr. is already driving towards Smart, who is in a legal guarding position in his path before contact, Walker veers into Jones Jr., increasing his momentum, driving him through Smart's space. So that free throw should never have happened, as we know.
Right, right. Yeah, no, they were the victim of some bad calls. There's no question. The best part of yesterday, and we're going to talk, by the way, this hour. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. Bill Reiter from CBS Sports will join us. To me, the best part of yesterday, and I've said this several times, they took jabs. Whether it was jabs from the Celtics' hot start or the refs' bad calls, they took these jabs, but they never hit the canvas. You know what I mean? They were staggered a couple times. They were up against the ropes. They never hit the canvas. We started the show at 2 o'clock today. I read you some of the tweets. Magic Johnson, who, you know, everyone says it. You know, he doesn't tweet much that really has any oomph to it. But Magic Johnson, who's seen a lot of playoff basketball, tweeted, Bam Adebayo's block on Jason Tatum's dunk attempt was the best defensive play I've seen in the playoffs. I mean, that's an unbelievable compliment. I read you Damian Lillard's tweet, Miami is a good-ass team, and I stand by that. And one of the best ones, I think, which we both commented on, Bobby Marks, who's the ESPN NBA front office insider, tweeted out, Bam Adebayo at pick 14, Tyler Hero at 13. Just a friendly reminder that you don't have to bottom out and rely on top five picks. I mean, that speaks to what Pat Riley has been able to do on a consistent basis. Not that he's never missed. Not that he's never got it wrong, right? Got it wrong with Hassan. Got it wrong with Deion Waiters. Probably Tyler Johnson. But, man, that is a tweet that really encapsulates a lot. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero at 14 and 13 are playing like savvy playoff veterans that have been doing it for years. How long has Bam been in the league, Solana? Was it three, four years?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tyler, obviously, his first season, he's 20 years old. I mean, it's a pretty unbelievable accomplishment by the Miami Heat.
Well, and something that's just the sign of a well-run organization and good coaching is that when players come in, whether they're drafted or, you know, they come in as free agents later in their careers, they always get better, and they always play to a higher level when they reach the Miami Heat. And I'm comparing sport to sport here, but that's not true for a lot of the other teams that I root for, right? I mean, how many times have we had, you know, free agents come to the Miami Dolphins, do really poorly, then they go to New England and they turn out to be great? Right. I even look at some of the coaching staffs that Miami Hurricanes football have had over the years. Like, how many Randy Shannon and Al Golden players were not well utilized at the U, and then they go on to have amazing NFL careers? At least you know that with the Miami Heat, you're going to get the best out of players. Like, you may have a guy who comes in and you're, oh, this is a 14th overall pick. Maybe he's going to have a decent career. And Bam Adebayo is blossoming into a fantastic player. Tyler Hero, 13th overall pick. You're not supposed to have this sort of an impact being a mid-first round guy. He's been sensational. You can always count on that with Riley Spo and the Heat.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be able to root for an organization like that. It really is. Solana, everybody on the text machine loves your montage. You knocked it out of the park once again. Go ahead, give us some headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
So it doesn't even really need to be mentioned, but since it was released, I will read it. The stupid NBA two-minute report.
Stupid 2 minutes.
Stupid.
So I'm just going to read you. This is from Tin Bomb Temps of ESPN. He's an NBA writer. Here's what he tweeted just about 15 minutes ago. There were three incorrect calls in today's last two-minute report, all disadvantaged Miami. This is
specifically
from the Heat Bucks game, Celtics game, I should say, from yesterday. Marcus Smart didn't get fouled late in the game in the fourth. Yeah, you're right, because it's a drawn-up play by stupid Brad Stevens. We already know that. Jason Tatum traveled on the final play of regulation. I don't know if you realize that, but on the final play, when he falls to the ground, he gets back up.
Yep.
He doesn't even dribble the ball. He takes like 19 steps to gather
that
himself before he shoots.
I mean, that thing was crazy. He got a legitimate shot off. I was dying there.
And Goran Dragic didn't foul Kemba Walker. That happened late in the game as well. So once again, Miami on the short end of bad officiating.
And still
as, won. Clay Ferrero from Local 10 tweets out, time to rename the two-minute report the Here's How We Hurt the Heat This Time report.
Yes.
And they just came out with a 48-minute report that says every call against the Heat in the last 15 years has been wrong.
Oh, my God. That's big news.
Yeah. So that's probably going to gain some traction.
How many championships should we have had? 15, I guess.
Probably. Probably. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Game 2 between the Heat and Celtics is tomorrow at 7 p.m., guys.
All right. I will be watching.
It's a good idea. Game 1? Friday, game 1.
You know what
one.
The line is tomorrow?
No, I don't. I don't have it in front of me.
You want to guess? Did you see the early lines?
No, I didn't.
Take a guess.
Celtics minus 3?
Yeah, minus 2.5.
Yeah.
Celtics minus 2.5. You want to guess the line on Nuggets-Lakers Friday?
Lakers minus 7.5.
Minus 7. Very good guess. Wow. Look at you. You're turning into a little degenerate gambler.
Yeah, man.
I'm so proud of you. Guy didn't know spreads when I first met him. Now look at him. Yeah, now look at him.
Game 1. You should have maybe listened to me yesterday. I could have... Could have got you off your losing streak. Actually, you know what, Hawk? I didn't want to mention this because I've been such a high, but I feel bad because you're 0-7. You're having a terrible streak. You're down like who knows how much money. I owe you some tasty cakes because yesterday in the WNBA's play-in game between the Connecticut Sun and the Chicago Sky, the
Connecticut Sun kicked that ass.
Really? Mopped the floor against the Chicago Sky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Did we bet Tasty Cakes? I don't even remember.
There was nothing official, but again, I feel terrible. I'm on a high.
Right,
I'll
take a box
low,
of butterscotch crimpets. You know my address.
Right. What's a Tasty Cake?
What?
Oh, man.
Are you joking?
No, I don't know what a Tasty Cake is. Is that like a Hostess thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's very Philadelphia-centric. Like my wife's... I'll be honest with you. I didn't know Tasty Cakes till I met my wife. You know these Philly people. I know, but I like acting outraged. You've never been to Jackson's. I mean, the guy's never had Jackson's ice cream. So let's not, let's not think I'm that out of line here. But Tasty Cakes, I mean, you see them in all the Publix now. They carry them in all the Publix.
Yeah,
I
just pulled up a Google image, and I've definitely never had one of these. I've probably seen it, like, in the aisle, but I've definitely never tried one of these. So they're good.
Butterscotch crimpets, those are very good. What's another Tasty Cake, Solana?
They got peanut butter candy cakes.
Yeah, my wife loves those.
They've got
we got Juniors cupcakes. The other day. Oh. Yeah, Juniors. They're like little pieces of chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah, looking at that right
cake.
Now.
Yeah. So send me a box of butterscotch crimpets, Solana.
On it. Just ordered them from Amazon right now.
Beautiful.
The Marlins, they play tonight. 6:40 p.m., so in about an hour and a half. They did lose to the Red Sox yesterday. They'll look to rebound. Trevor Rogers is on the mound for the Fish.
All right, T-Raj.
No, we just call him Raj. Okay.
All right.
There was big
Safed
news.
Dean tweets out, by the way, Dolphins have signed former third-round pick Cordray Tankersley to the practice squad. How about that?
Get him back
and
on
former,
for that breaking news.
And former UM offensive lineman Tyler Gauthier.
I remember him. Gauthier.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
We just call him T-Gott, though.
T-Gott.
Right, of course.
There was big college football news today, by the way. The Big Ten, they announced they'll resume football on October 24th.
Yeah, that is obviously a huge story. I don't need to re-litigate it all, but Big Ten, Pac-12 canceled their season, and ACC and SEC, and they're just like, we're gonna keep playing, and then all the Big Ten players and coaches and administrators are watching the games the last couple weeks, going, Herb, Can we get Herb on the phone? Is there something we can do about this? Yeah. So they're going to play.
I was kind of enjoying like Saturdays without Big Ten. I despise so many teams in the Big Ten. It's nice to just be, and the SEC hasn't even started yet. But just to be able to have like a bigger spotlight on the ACC, like I'm pretty sure if there was Big Ten this coming weekend, College Game Day probably wouldn't be at Louisville versus Miami, but they are, you know. So I don't know, man. I didn't really miss the Big Ten because you know Ohio State's going to come in, go 6-2, probably still find their way in the college football playoff.
No, I'm totally with you because the Hurricanes are ranked, what, number 18 or number 17?
17.
Louisville's
18,
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like 23 teams playing.
Right.
So, you know, I don't mind when the other conferences are sitting out.
Finally, guys, you mentioned Clay Ferraro earlier, Hawk. I want to give a shout out to Clay Ferraro and Will Mansell and the sports team over at Local 10. So I don't know if you saw my tweet yesterday, but Bleacher Report posted the video of the nuns who were in attendance yesterday on the virtual fans for the Miami Heat game. I know there was a lot of attention there. The Heat posted a little picture of mood, and it was really cool to see the nuns there. And Bleacher Report yesterday tweeted a video of the nuns and said, these Heat fans really dressed up as nuns to support Kendrick Nunn. Now, the reason why I'm taking this personal is I went to this high school where the nuns who were in attendance yesterday virtually are teachers and faculty members. So stupid Bleacher Report thinks that clearly nuns are just Heat fans dressing up as nuns. I found it a little disrespectful, so I'm canceling Bleacher Report. And Clay Ferraro, Will Mantle, and Local 10, they actually ran a story and they did a little feature on Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll. Go Bulldogs. And I want to give them a shout out because I thought not only was it cool that they were virtually invited by the Heat, but that they're getting recognition as well.
Right. They're actual nuns. That was not just fans dressed in habits. That was.
It's offensive to the nun community for them to say.
Right.
Said. I'm with you.
Right. I mean, Solana, very few Uruguayan Jews go to Catholic school. But Solana is a, a trailblazer?
I'm a trailblazer. And listen, there's a video up on the Coleman Carroll Instagram page of Sister Immaculata, one of the nuns. She has a nice jump shot, but I just want to let everybody know I crossed her up in high school. I'm not afraid to tell everybody. Did cross up Sister Immaculata. Yeah.
All right. She didn't – I mean, those shoes are very hard to defend in, you know.
She called me a Judas, which was very,
very
weird.
Very clunky. Very clunky shoes. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Quickly, your weather. It is sponsored by Commissioner Steve Bovo, who's asking for your participation in the 2020 census. Complete the census today at my2020census.gov. Right now, 90 degrees currently in Miami, very hot. We might get a nice cold front later in the week, though, according to our friend Craig Setzer. That is your weather.
Is that Luca in the background, Dono?
Oh, yeah. It's 5:15, and he's running down the hallway yelling, it's lunchtime, it's lunchtime, it's lunchtime. I wasn't sure if you guys could hear that or not.
I was pretty certain that I heard your son, and I thought I heard your wife as well, or someone chasing after Luca.
It's my mom, actually. My wife's at work. We're in P. Bizzle. We're at my mom's house.
That was funny, man. I like that. All right. 15 minutes of heat will be next. We're going to talk with Bill Reiter from CBS Sports, the CBS Sports HQ. CBSSports.com, one of their NBA insiders and columnists. We always love talking basketball with Bill Reiter. Before we get to him in 15 minutes of heat, I really love talking about mobilegourmetfoods.com more than just about anything I talk about. I am a fan. You know, they deliver gourmet food right to your door. In fact, we got another delivery yesterday. In fact, tonight, the Hockman House, we will be eating lobster ravioli, courtesy of my friends at mobilegourmetfoods.com. We had wings last night during the game. They brought us wings as well. But they deliver gourmet food right to your door. So Wagyu steaks, prime, dry-aged prime, lobster tails, king crab legs, right? Sushi-grade tuna. Oh, do we love their sushi-grade tuna. Salmon. They've got the Ditka-cooked baby back ribs. We made sure we got some of those. That is my son's favorite. He'll probably be having those tonight. Man, my wife has made such incredible meals. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen them, right? Because she turned the lobster tail into lobster rolls. She took the sushi-grade tuna, turned it into poke bowls. We have just had such good meals. The website is mobilegourmetfoods.com. They're a local company. They deliver. It's their trucks. It's not like they ship you something through the mail. They deliver it. So if you order before 1 o'clock here in South Florida, they can have it to your house same day if you so need. So if you're thinking about a way to step it up, whether it's, you know, home tailgating for football season or the basketball playoffs, you know, it is mobilegourmetfoods.com. They created a Hochman tailgate special. It's up on the website. This is what you get. You get 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You heat them and eat them. We had them last night. They're delicious. You get pasture-perfect, all-natural Wagyu beef franks. You get Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers. You get North Atlantic lobster tails, which, again, my wife turned into lobster rolls. You get 2 pounds of jumbo-cooked cocktail shrimp and 2 pounds of Ditka-cooked baby back ribs, which are so good. So that Hochman tailgate special, that's $130 value. On their website, it's just $99. You go to mobilegourmetfoods.com, scroll down to the new arrivals, click on Hochman tailgate special. You get all that for just $99. You see their website, you'll know why I rave about them all the time. And they've added quad pay on the website, so you can order whatever you want from the site and then make 4 easy payments over time with no fees, no interest. So super simple. So it's all at mobilegourmetfoods.com. Game changer. Game changer, mobilegourmetfoods.com. By the way, if you enter my name, the code Hochman, when you're checking out, you'll get 10% off your total. That's a very cool bonus. So do yourself a favor. Go there right now. Mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. 15 minutes of heat next on Hochman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hawkman and Crowder, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. Love ourselves some Funky Buddha. No basketball, no football tonight, but I'll figure out a reason to crack open a Funky Buddha.
I've gotten spoiled these last few weeks.
I know. We went from no sports to so much sports.
This feels like that day after, what is it, after the baseball All-Star game when there's nothing happening.
Nothing.
That's when they usually do the ESPYs. There's nothing else going on.
We'll have Marlins, though. Marlins play tonight, Solana?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
6:40 p.m. Put some respect on the Fish.
Put some respect on them. They're a playoff team. Yeah. Little bit of breaking news. John Rothstein, the college basketball insider for CBS Sports, he tweets out, as do a number of people, the official start date for the 2020-2021 college basketball season will be November 25th.
Okay.
It is decided, and it shall be done. So there you go. November 25th is when you will see college basketball. So things are getting back. We're looking at the show sheet that Solana put together. So here are the ESPN insiders and who they picked in the Boston-Miami series. Tim Bontemps picked the Celtics.
Clown.
Tim McMahon picked the Heat.
Okay.
Kevin Pelton picked the Celtics.
Clown.
Clown.
Andre Snellings picked the Celtics.
Clown.
George Sedano picked the Heat.
Guts.
Ah, it's our guy.
Yeah.
All right, George.
Guts. And CBS Sports, we just talked with Bill Ryder. He picked the Celtics.
Clown.
James Herbert picked the Celtics.
Who?
Clown.
Hebert?
Herbert, yeah. I've had him on before. Yeah, James Herbert.
Colin Ward Henniger.
Never heard of him. Clown. Who did he pick?
Isn't that the Celtics? Isn't that the person that was in American Pie?
What?
Brad Botkin. Celtics.
Clown.
Ugh.
Jasmine Wimbish, Celtics.
Clown.
Michael Caskey Blomain, Celtics.
Romaine lettuce?
Blomain.
There's a joke there. I'll tell you.
Jack Maloney, Celtics.
Clown.
Jeez. Sam Quinn, Celtics.
Oh.
Clowns, all of them.
It's one after another. Nothing funnier, though, than Paul Pierce's NBA predictions, which Solana went over earlier. Paul Pierce sucks. Paul Pierce, before the season, these are his predictions. MVP Joel Embiid. His finals matchup was going to be Bucks and Clippers. Both bounced in the second round. 2020 champions, he had the Milwaukee Bucks. And he had the NBA Finals MVP as Giannis. His breakout star for the season was Pascal Siakam. The only thing that that they want to break out from, Toronto wants to break out from that contract.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, he had RJ Barrett. Most improved, he had Lauri Markkanen.
Whoops.
And coach of the year, he had Lloyd Pierce. That is some bad prognosticating right there. Something of which I am very familiar with. Bad prognosticating. I'll try to turn it around. All right, that's going to do it for us. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat. He was excellent today. Joe Zagacki. Joe Zagacki is going to be coming up at 6 o'clock on 560 WQAM. The Joe, he'll have Hurricanes Rewind. You'll get Best of the Ticket coming up on 790 The Ticket. Bill Ryder was excellent as always. Safid Dean covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He was great as always. You can hear all that stuff on the radio.com app using the radio.com Rewind feature. Dono, you were great filling in for Crowder. Oh,
thank you, sir. I always have a good time with you guys.
Thank you very much for filling in. We appreciate it. Crowder should be back tomorrow if everything went well with his procedure today. I'll find out. We'll let everybody know. That'll do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
What's a tasty cake?
What?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.